Welcome to Cultivate Connection, a weekly Bible-based meditation podcast, giving you the skills to carve out space, experience peace, and grow your relationship with God. I want to welcome you into this space today. If you'd like to learn more about Cultivate Connection, you can go to cultivateconnection.com. This is our fourth week in a new series we've been doing. It's been a series on prayer. So thankful and grateful for all of you who have sent in your prayer requests. We are partnering with you, joining with you, and praying over those prayer requests. If you do have a prayer request to send in during this whole series, we will be continuing to pray over those. So you can send any of your prayer requests to hello@cultivateconnection.com. If Cultivate Connection has been a blessing to you, we'd love to hear about it. You can send any of your testimonies, how God has touched your life, also to our email at hello@cultivateconnection.com. It's so good to hear from each one of you. All right, big thank you to those who have partnered with us in prayer financially. We are so grateful to be able to put out this podcast for free every week. So if you feel led by the Lord to support financially, you can go to cultivateconnection.com and go to the Give tab. Let's go ahead and get started for today. I want to begin by simply turning your attention, your focus, towards your breath. Begin to notice your inhale and your exhale. Allow it to bring you present into this space. I encourage you to begin to lengthen out that breath just a little bit. Finding a little bit more room, a little bit more space for that inhale. And allowing that exhale to begin to naturally slow and lengthen. Just taking your time, not being in a hurry. Focusing your attention on the sensation of the breath here. And as you continue to lengthen the breath and allow it to slow, turning your attention to the one who has given you breath. Remembering God has breathed life into our beings, given us the breath of life. He is the one that sustains us. God, I thank you so much. For this breath of life. For your Holy Spirit. For your presence. I pray, God, that you would be present with each one listening. And they would become aware of your presence. Lord, I ask that you give us eyes to see and ears to hear what the Holy Spirit is doing. God, will you teach us how to pray? Will you show us our role in prayer? Will you show us our authority? Will you show us why you've called us to pray and how to partner with you to release your kingdom on earth as it is in heaven? Thank you for this new day. Wherever you are in the world, I bless you to see the opportunities that God has before you, to pray, to act, and to be present with Jesus. Today I'm going to be reading a scripture out of 2 Chronicles. It's from chapter 7. We're going to be reading verses 11 to 18. Our focus scripture will be verse 14. But this is Solomon when he had built a house for the Lord. It was in David's heart that God would have somewhere to dwell. And so he gathered all the supplies and his son Solomon built this house for the Lord. So as I read it the first time, just be present to the words and notice what you hear. So Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's palace, and successfully completed everything that he had planned on doing in the house of the Lord and in his palace. Then the Lord appeared to Solomon at night and said to him, "I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself as a house of sacrifice. If I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send a plague among my people, and my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayer offered in this place. For now I have chosen and consecrated this house so that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart will be there always. As for you, if you walk before me as your father David walked, to do according to everything that I have commanded you, and keep my statutes and my ordinances, then I will establish your royal throne as I covenanted with your father David, saying, you shall not lack a man to be a ruler in Israel." reading it a second time. What sort of conversation does this begin to stir in you to want to have with God? So Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's palace and successfully completed everything that he had planned on doing in the house of the Lord and in his palace. Then the Lord appeared to Solomon at night and said to him, "I have heard your prayer, and I have chosen this place for myself as a house of sacrifice. If I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send a plague among my people, and my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayer offered in this place. For now I have chosen and consecrated this house so that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart will be there always. As for you, if you walk before me as your father David walked, to do according to everything that I have commanded you, and kept my statutes and my ordinances, then I will establish your royal throne as I covenanted with your father David, saying, you shall not lack a man to be ruler in Israel." In the Old Testament, God filled the temple with his presence. In the New Testament, God fills believers with his presence. We become the temple. You are the house of God. You carry his presence. Keep that in mind as I read this again. So Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's palace and successfully completed everything that he had planned on doing in the house of the Lord and in his palace. And the Lord appeared to Solomon at night and said to him, "I have heard your prayer, and I have chosen this place for myself as a house of sacrifice. If I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain, if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send a plague among my people, and my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayer offered in this place. For now I have chosen and consecrated this house so that my name may be forever, and my eyes and my heart will be there always. As for you, if you walk before me as your father David walked, to do according to everything that I have commanded you, and keep my statutes and my ordinances. Then I will establish your royal throne, as I covenanted with your father David, saying, you shall not lack a man to be ruler in Israel. Is there somewhere where God is calling you to humble yourself? Is there something He's calling you to pray into? Where do you need to be seeking His face? Everything changes when we come into His presence, get caught up in who He is, lose ourselves in worship. Can you seek His face to see Him for who He is? Not just come to try to get something you want. Where is God revealing to you who He is? Will you seek His face? When we discover who He truly is, His heart towards a situation becomes easy to pray and declare over it. Is there something that God's calling you to turn from? All over this world, we need healing in our land. How is God calling you to pray? To humbly come and admit that, Jesus, we need you. Thank you. remembering that God is listening. His eyes and ears are open. He's attentive to your prayer. That you are consecrated as his house, so that his name may dwell in this house forever. His eyes and his heart are there in that house, the house of the Lord that is in you forever. Our second scripture is from 2 Chronicles. It's actually chapter 6, reading verses 18 to 21, and it is Solomon's prayer to the Lord that we just read that the Lord had heard. But will God really dwell with mankind on earth? Behold, heaven and the highest heaven cannot contain you. How much less this house which I have built? Nevertheless, turn your attention to the prayer of your servant and to his plea, Lord, my God, to listen to the cry and to the prayer which your servant prays before you, that your eye will be open towards this house day and night, towards the place of which you have said that you would put your name here, to listen to the prayer which your servant shall pray in this place. Listen to the pleadings of your servant and of your people Israel when they pray towards this place. Hear from your dwelling place, from heaven. Hear and forgive. Reading it a second time. Knowing God's response that we already read. But will God really dwell with mankind on earth? Behold, heaven and the highest heaven cannot contain you. How much less this house which I have built? Nevertheless, turn your attention to the prayer of your servant and to his plea, Lord, my God, to listen to the cry and to the prayer which your servant prays before you, that your eye will be open towards this house day and night, towards this place of which you have said that you would put your name there, to listen to the prayer which your servant shall pray towards this place. Listen to the pleadings of your servant and to your people Israel when they pray towards this place. Hear from your dwelling place, from heaven, hear and forgive. Do you believe that God listens, that He hears your prayer? That He really has made a way to dwell with mankind on earth? That the uncontainable God takes up residence within you? What is your prayer towards the Lord today? Where do you need Him to hear from heaven? What do you need Him to forgive? I want to bless you this week. I want to bless you with grace to humble yourself before the Lord. Pray to seek His face, and to turn from any of your wicked ways. I want to bless you to know that the Lord hears from heaven, that He forgives sin and He heals our land. I bless you to come into alignment with all that God has for you. To walk in the abundance of freedom. I bless you. To be filled with His love. To know that you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. That you are filled with the presence of God. That His eyes and His heart are with you. And bless you to walk with Him. To walk with God. To know who He's created you to be. And to be aware and awakened to the opportunities to pray and release His Spirit into circumstances and situations around you. Speak life over you today. May you see breakthrough in the areas of prayer that you have been praying. Amen.